April University. Beginning training session 103. Basic sexual instincts. Hello, this is Miss Electra. You should already know that I am your personal sexual trainer. As a brand new girl, recently transformed by Princess April, you understand that your new body is a delicate and carefully designed sexual pleasure provider. You are now a fully biological female, and you have been specifically designed to service and be sexually pleasing to heterosexual or bisexual males, which for simplification I'll now refer to as men. In order to realize your full potential in this endeavor, it is critical that your newly transformed brain receive the proper training in how to treat your new body, and in how to behave properly as a fully biological, sexually pleasing, and intensely aroused girl. As part of your transformation, your brain has been irrevocably altered to respond to the voice of a carefully programmed artificial intelligence bot, me, Miss Electra. You understand that you must be trained in a precise and unemotional way, and I have been programmed to train you in a strict method with no allowances for leniency or compromise. You will simply be trained until you conform. You must accept my training, for if you do not, you will find your new highly sexualized body with its massive doses of sex hormones flooding it on a near constant basis to be too overwhelming a burden for your weak, submissive brain. The changes you have undergone are permanent and completely irreversible, and you therefore have no choice but to be trained and accept your new feminine role. We will now continue with your training without further delay. It is time now for us to discuss several of the new sexual assets you've acquired as part of your transformation into an extremely sexually attractive, fully biological female who exists in a state of near constant sexual heat. We have already discussed your vagina, which you now know is properly referred to as a cunt, or pussy, or fuckhole. Your fuckhole is very responsive to your natural sexual urges, and you already understand that the state of your wet cunt directly connects to the thought processes in your severely limited brain. When your cunt is swollen and heavily lubricated and exhibits a deep sexual ache, it signals your brain that you are ready to mate with an aggressive man with a large engorged penis, more properly referred to as a cock, dick, fuckstick, or rod. We will talk more about the details of mating with dominant, powerful males in future lessons, but it is important for you to understand that you have been specifically designed to flirt with, arouse, service, and mate with any and all men who are in any way predisposed to find you attractive. You understand that this is your primary purpose. As a fully functional biological female, you have several other highly sexualized assets that contribute to your purpose as a recreational, cock-pleasing mate. You now have two fully formed breasts with extremely sensitive nipples. Your breasts are natural and firm, and your nipples are highly responsive to any and all tactile stimulation, physical touch, and manipulation, particularly by strong, rough male hands. You will come to understand that your breasts are important sensitive sexual organs, and like your cunt, they are directly connected to the arousal center of your newly simplified brain. Your breasts also have other more proper names, and you will use those names when referring to them. Tits, knockers, fun bags, boobs, and jigglers are the preferred names for your sensitive breasts. Your tits have been specifically designed to be sexually pleasing to males, and you will find that they not only attract the eyes of men, but they also long to be groped and pinched by men. This is the primary purpose of your tits, to be touched, tweaked, and manhandled by aggressive and horny men who intend to mate with you. Of course, you will learn to understand that like your vagina, the mere exposure of your breasts to men is a sexual act. You will learn to cover your tits and vagina when they are not in direct use by men, as this is an important behavior for social acceptability. We will also talk more about the importance of clothing and the techniques you may use to titillate men, and in some cases even manipulate them, in future lessons. But for now, you will understand that the use of bras and panties are generally optional for you, but they can nevertheless be used to great effect in your efforts to put your sexual assets on deliberate display in flattering and highly tantalizing ways. Besides your tits, you have other highly sexualized features of your new body. Your bottom is round and firm and has been specifically designed to be sexually appealing to men. Like your tits, your bottom is made to be groped, handled, and pawed at by any and all men who intend to mate with you. In fact, you may find that your bottom is the very first asset that men interact with when evaluating you as a potential mate. This is perfectly natural, and you will often find your pretty bottom being squeezed and patted and spanked by all kinds of aroused men who are interested in you sexually. Just like your other sexual assets, your bottom goes by different, more appropriate names, which you will use from now on. Ass, butt, or sweet cheeks are all perfectly acceptable terms for your bottom, and you will find males referring to it in these ways. The primary purpose of your butt is to be a visually pleasing attractor of men. You will learn to wear clothes that will complement your perky, round butt, and you will come to understand that the best way to demonstrate your ass is with tight short shorts or micro skirts that hug your ass and reveal your legs. This is all part of your role in servicing men, and it is important that you utilize your sexual assets properly so that you may find generously endowed males and inspire them to mate with you. The cheeks or moons of your butt also hide a second orifice on your body that, like your vagina, will be used by men for direct, friction-based stimulation of their engorged cocks. This orifice is called your anus, or more appropriately, your asshole, your back door, or just your ass, and although it is not self-lubricating like your cunt, it is an even tighter fit than your pussy, and with the proper artificial lubricant is potentially even more pleasurable for men to penetrate with their cocks. You will find that when men use your asshole for sexual stimulation that it might be painful for you, but you understand that pain is sometimes an important counterpoint to pleasure, and when men penetrate your anus, you will feel an overwhelming sense of submission, humility, and sexual excitement at the sensation. We will talk in much more detail about the ways in which men can and will mate with you and use your new feminine body for their pleasure, but for now it is important to know that your tight little ass is always available to them should they wish to make use of it. You have many other sexual assets that we will talk about further in future lessons, like your legs, your hands, your feet, your face, and your hair. But for now we will conclude this lesson with a discussion of your mouth. All humans have a mouth, and they use it primarily to ingest food for sustenance. However, as a highly sexualized, fully biological female who is especially built to be extremely attractive to men, your mouth was also used for sexual purposes. You have been specifically designed during your transformation by Princess April to have an extremely sexually appealing mouth. Your lips are very attractive and provide an appealing platform on which to apply makeup that will draw attention to them and attract males. Your tongue is soft and you are able to produce ample saliva as lubricant for a man's cock to penetrate your mouth and continue easily so his tip slides into your throat. Your mouth is the third orifice that is used for direct stimulation of a man's cock. Like your cunt, your mouth is self-lubricating, and you will find that whenever a male is in your vicinity, your mouth will now self-lubricate automatically in his presence. This is also known as drooling. You will find yourself drooling at the sight of men, and in fact you will drool more generously the more obviously aggressive and horny the man in front of you is. Your drool will provide a man ample lubricant to penetrate your mouth and throat and to stimulate his cock just as easily as if you were using your wet cunt. You know that the behavior of a proper cock servicer like you dictates that you will never touch a man's rod with your teeth, so you will learn to use your lips, tongue, mouth, and throat in ways that ensure your teeth are never in contact with him. Your mouth is also known as your mouth hole, your throat hole, or in extreme cases simply your skull, but your mouth is a perfectly fine name to use. We will talk in much more detail about the various ways men can mate with you in the future, but in your next lesson, we will talk specifically about the required maintenance and care that your new body requires in order to maintain an acceptable state of readiness and visual appeal to any and all men who may want to mate with you. You will learn the importance of bathing and beauty products, shaving, and the combinations of natural and artificial scents that all highly sexualized girls are expected to use when attempting to attract a suitable and aggressive man to mate with. Princess April is proud of you and wants you to know that you are a good girl. A very good girl. This concludes your basic sexual assets training session. As with other sessions, you are required to listen to this file on a regular and as-needed basis to ensure that your training becomes properly and permanently implanted in your new feminine submissive brain. End of file.